you're live, but
he's getting some scores. Probably like 5 or 6 minutes away here, Emily. So.
Tulsa Gas Technology is your go-to guys when it comes to car and truck maintenance. TGT does all types of automotive repairs, including steering, braking, suspension, and much, much more. TGT specializes in all makes and models. Fleet service done right, ASAP. Bring your trucks, bring your cars to TGT. Your vehicle is like your body and it needs routine checkups. TGT knows how to help keep your vehicle lasting longer by utilizing quality AMSOIL and SINPRO synthetic oils. Tulsa Gas Fleet Servicing Program can service from 100 vehicles down to your daily driver. If you don't do the maintenance today, you'll do the repairs tomorrow. The guys at TGT will get to know you and your vehicle. Get more info at TulsaGasTech.com. Fleet service done right, ASAP. Bring your trucks, bring your cars to TGT.
She just left the store. Now her car won't start. It's getting dark and the parking lot is almost empty. Because she gets regular BG High Performance oil changes, she just makes one phone call to BG Roadside Assistance for free and never has to leave her car. Not all oil changes are created equally. Regular BG High Performance oil changes come with free roadside assistance. Now that's peace of mind. For details, visit bgfindashop.com.
BG, did you know for every dollar spent on vehicle maintenance, you save $8 on repairs? Meineke Car Care is the leader in automotive maintenance and repair.
Their last
they use BG products to help
yardage.
Keep their customers' Ooh. Vehicles running cleaner, lasting longer, and performing better. Plus, if you add BG MOA to every oil change, you get BG's lifetime engine protection plan.
AJ Meineke Green
Car Care,
108th
Memorial
first,
next to Walmart.
First half.
Meineke, doing half. Car Care right.
Yep.
Or visit bgfindashop.com.
BG. Now, here's a look at scores from other key games around the state.
Good evening. I'm Bryce Gerdner in the KRMG Scoreboard Center with the very latest in scores from around the state. We'll start it off with 6A1, only proper there. Broken Arrow headed down to Edmond this evening, taking on Santa Fe. They lead at the half 14-7. That is, Broken Arrow leads at the half over Edmond Santa Fe 14-7. Now, Owosso also traveling west this evening, and they lead Mustang at the half 29-0. Owosso up on Mustang 29-0. We've got a pretty good game here at Tuttle Stadium, of course. 21-17. Union leads that one at the half. Jinx also hosting UConn this evening. That's in the second quarter currently. Jinx leads UConn 28-7 so far in the second quarter. There are a couple of games from 6A2 that I wanted to touch on. Booker T. Washington. Traveling up to Ponca City this evening. That game's already in the third quarter. It's a defensive battle. 7-7, all tied up. That one in the third quarter prior. And Sepulpa also facing off this evening. 6-6 at the half. Tied there. Also, Sand Springs and Choctaw in a defensive battle this evening. That's at the half there. Sand Springs leads Choctaw 9-6 so far. And there was one more game that, Bixby and Muskogee. That game was canceled tonight. So those are all the 6A2 scores as we head on to 5A. Nathan Hale traveling to Claremore this evening, and it's getting ugly already at the half. Claremore leads Nathan Hale 44-0. We already touched on Pryor and Sepulpa. Now, Edison hosting McAllister this evening. That game's at the half as well. McAllister currently leads TPS Edison 14-0 at the half. And Coweta and Shawnee have a date this evening on the battlefield. Shawnee, and they are currently leading that one 19-7 in the second quarter. Coweta leading Shawnee 19-7. Glenpool and Tahlequah facing off this evening. Tahlequah leads Glenpool 14-0. That one also in the second quarter. Bishop Kelly and East Central just kicked off. That game's still in the first quarter, and it's scoreless so far right now. Will Rogers and Durant also facing off this evening. That game just kicked off as well, and it is scoreless there. Now, there were a couple of games in 4A that we needed to touch on as well as we're hitting all of the high points. Cleveland and Grove have a matchup this evening, and Cleveland leads Grove at the half 14-7. Cleveland Tigers have the upper hand there. Catoosa and Miami also have a matchup this evening. Catoosa leads it in the second quarter 28-0 over the Miami War Dogs. Wagner and Ulaga also facing off, and boy, it's getting ugly quickly. Second quarter, Wagner leads Ulaga 42-0. Now, there was one other game in 4A that we needed to touch on. That was Metro Christian and Morris, but it doesn't seem there's any score yet there. They just kicked off at 7:30, but I'm not seeing any score for them. Kasha Hall and Polica, rather, if I pronounce that wrong, forgive me. 7-0 in the first quarter. Kasha Hall leads the Indians in that one. Now, that's pretty much all the scores we have. Also, rather, we need to touch on one more thing. There was a college football game that might pertain to the people around here. Tulsa traveling down to Tampa to take on South Florida along with our very own Rick Corey this evening. It's at halftime there. Tulsa taking the lead early, 21-6. Tulsa leads that one over South Florida. That's pretty much all the scores I got for you in the KRMG Scoreboard Center. We have a pretty special interview coming up next on Union Football right here on KRMG.
Talk about convenience. Can you imagine not having to leave the comfort of your home or place of business to take your vehicle in to be serviced? At Nelson Mazda, it's never been easier. You can schedule by phone or online, and Nelson Mazda will have a service concierge come to you, leave you with a loaner, then return your car when it's finely tuned. It's that easy. As an extra perk, the interior of your car will be vacuumed. And once a certified technician from Nelson Mazda looks over your car, you'll get a text with a video inspection of what was found or not found. You can then select the work you want completed and pay for it right from your phone. And because Nelson's team is a non-commission, their only job is to provide exceptional customer service. It's service made fast, simple, and convenient. As we roll into the winter months, now is the time to have your car serviced at Nelson Mazda, 99th and Memorial. Just another reason Nelson Mazda will make a believer out of you.
Nelson, get up here. You'll have to do it. But you can interview yourself.
I'm doing it.
Tulsa Gas Technology is your go-to guys when it comes to car and truck maintenance. TGT does all types of automotive repairs, including steering, braking, suspension, and much, much more. TGT specializes in all makes and models. Vehicle is like your body and it needs routine checkups. TGT knows how to help keep your vehicle lasting longer by utilizing quality AMSOIL and Synpro synthetic oils. Tulsa Gas Fleet Servicing Program can service from 100 vehicles down to your daily driver. If you don't do the maintenance today, you'll do the repairs tomorrow. The guys at TGT will get to know you and your vehicle. Get more info at TulsaGasTech.com. The typical car dealership pays their salespeople on commission, but Nelson Mazda at 99th and Memorial isn't typical. Instead, every sales member and manager is paid on salary. What does that mean to you and your car buying experience? The Nelson Mazda team never has an agenda other than finding you the perfect vehicle that fits your needs. Their goal is your choice, not their own. And at Nelson Mazda, because their team is non-commissioned, you're guaranteed Nelson's best price up front, with a focus on one thing, bringing you joy at buying your new car. In fact, at Nelson Mazda, you're going to love the car buying experience. Right now, Nelson Mazda is offering great incentives on 2020 Mazda CX-5s, 2020 Mazda CX-9s, 0% APR for 60 months, plus $750 APR cash rebate and no payments for 90 days. Mazda is also offering 0.9% APR on the new 2021 Mazda CX-30s. Come experience Nelson's best in-car buying. It's waiting for you today at Nelson Mazda, 99th and Memorial. Nelson Mazda will make a believer out of you.
Union Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School football halftime, presented by Communication Federal Credit Union.
Welcome back to Union Total Stadium. We're at halftime with the Redskins lead. Norman North, 21-17. Thanks to two touchdown runs by Junior Smith of 11 and 14 yards. And just before the end of the first half, A.J. Green broke loose with a 75-yard touchdown run to give the Redskins the lead. So far in the first half, A.J. Green, 10 carries, 170 yards. Union with 313 yards of total offense to Norman North's 170. But the difference, as you heard Coach Frederick say before he left the field at halftime, three Union turnovers accounted for all 17 of Norman North's points. So the Redskins with a five-point lead at the half. And we're pleased to be joined now by the athletic director at Tulsa Union High School since 2012, Emily Barkley, who is an alum here of the Union Redskins. My gosh, Is that right? 1996? That's just like yesterday. My gosh. Yeah, well, and they got a Union through and through, though, and congratulations on, again, what has been a strange year.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know, it has been. It's had its challenges, but we're lucky that we have the opportunities we do, and we made it to senior night and got to recognize our seniors, and so just excited to see where the rest of the season goes.
Well, just the second and final home game, and, of course, everything changed in 2020, and part of it was our own renovation of this Union Tuttle Stadium, an incredible renovation, over $42 million. Tell us about some of the highlights of what's going to be an incredible facility here starting in 2021.
Well, I think everybody up here is probably most excited about the elevator and the restrooms.
Oh,
and the press
box. It. You got it, Emily.
But, no, we're going to have a lot of space. That, you know, the press box we had was as old as the stadium in the 70s, and so we needed a lot of upgrades. It's obviously going to be a very large structure. Concessions updated for those folks that have stood in the long lines over the years. Lots of restrooms in there, and then just you know, some chair backs that has been a hot topic of our reserve ticket holders for years, and we can finally put some people in some chair backs and get a little bit more comfortable seating throughout the game.
Yeah, it's been such a challenge this year for everybody in the school system, the students, the teachers, and the athletes too.
It really has, and you know, we made it through our softball and volleyball seasons, and I think everybody is extremely thankful across the state to be able to do that. Cross country regionals are tomorrow. State is next week, so you know, we're right on the cusp of finishing cross country season as well, and so every time we get one of those seasons behind us, we're just really thankful that we were able to get to that point.
By the way, Emily was a captain of the 1996 Union State runner-up Lady Redskins soccer team, earned all-state honors in that sport, and she was an outstanding all-conference basketball player with Lady Redskins, went to two state tournaments in her career, and a proud member of the Union Athletic Department Hall of Fame. What a great, great tradition this school has in athletics.
We do, and, you know, a lot of that started after I graduated. There was a good run right at the late 90s, but early 2000s that I was lucky to be a part of as part of the administrative team. But, you know, we were hopeful back then to be building a foundation, and really in the last 20 years they've built on that and grown it, and we just hope to sustain it at this point.
And want to mention, of course, your husband, a good friend of ours, Justin Barkley, an outstanding basketball coach at Rogers State University. What, starting his 11th season, is that right there? Wow. And it was unfortunate last year. Boy, what a great team he had. And, of course, they had no chance to go to the NCAA tournament because of the virus.
It was. You know, it was an emotional time for a lot of people, seniors who didn't get their last season, you know, college teams who made the NCAA tournament for the first time like his team did. It was, you know, March was a tough time, and really, I think we all thought maybe we would be through it by now. So it's crazy to be still talking about it and still be making adjustments for it. But, again, each opportunity that we're able to get out there and perform and compete, I think everybody's just a little bit more thankful.
And I got to ask about your beautiful young daughter, Sutton Caroline, and she's how old now?
She is 4 and a half.
Oh, my gosh. Is that possible?
Nope.
Wow. That's got to keep you busy, too. Well, Emily, again, you're one of our favorites, and Coach Tom's doctor talked earlier, said he's never been involved with a better athletic director than you, and I tell you, you've done an incredible job here at Tulsa Union, and awful proud of what you've accomplished, and wish you all the best here.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me.
Thanks, Emily. Emily Barkley, the athletic director here at the Tulsa Union High School. We have about 4.5 minutes left here in the halftime break. Let's go back to the studio for a quick break. We'll come back with our stats, scoring summary here, and get a word down the sidelines from Zach Reynolds. As you're listening to Union High School Football at the half, the Redskins lead Norman North 21-17. And you're listening, as always, to Union Football on KRMG 102.3.
It's easy to love a car you can trust, but trust is a big word. Hi, Rick Corey here from my Ferguson Subaru family in Broken Arrow. Now, here's the kind of trust you get when you own a Subaru. All 2021 Subaru models equipped with EyeSight and steering responsive headlights are a 2020 IIHS top safety pick. Now, that is big trust. But did you know 97% of Subaru vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today? Now, that's more than Honda, Toyota, and Hyundai brands. 97% on the road. That's even bigger trust. trust. And according to J.D. Power, Subaru is number one in brand loyalty in the automotive industry for 2 years in a row. You can get more info about the J.D. Power 2020 award information. Okay. Visit jdpower.com.
Anything else to have time to report for us? Or
Subaru is the trusted brand for wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the Broken Arrow at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro. You can also find more at FergusonSubaru.com. Claim based on Experian automotive vehicles and operation versus total new registrations for 2010 through 19 as of December 2019.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C.
Away,
it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football. 102.3 KRMG. Tulsa's news and talk.
Norman North, they've made an appearance back on the field here to get ready for the second half. About a couple minutes away, and they set the scoreboard clock. Waiting for the appearance of the Union Redskins. And let's go over some of the stats at the first half with Union leading Norman North 21-17. Big story is Union dominating on the stats, 313 yards of total offense to 170. They ran 25 plays to Norman North's 30. Union had 19 rushing plays for 271 yards, 42 yards passing. Big individual story with A.J. Green, 10 carries, 170 yards, including that 75-yard touchdown run at the end of the first half that gave Union the lead here. We also had a touchdown run of 11 yards by Junior Smith and a 14-yard touchdown run by Junior Smith in the first quarter. And Union again scoring on A.J. Green's 75-yard run just before the end of the first half. Redskins leading 21-17. Difference again, though, was that three turnovers, Coach Stockton, that accounted for all 17 of Norman North's points.
Oh, yeah. If they'll just not shoot themselves in the foot, I think they'll control this second half. It'll be interesting to see. I believe they'll kick off to Norman North.
Right.
And so it'll be interesting. The defense just needs to not give up any big plays and then none of the mistakes.
Let's get on to our sideline reporter, Zach Reynolds. Zach, we started with game time temperature around 46. They said it felt like 39. The wind's blowing at about 20 miles an hour. Plus, I don't suppose it's warmed up any down there.
It certainly has it, as the wind seems to be picking up a little bit here before the second half has started. And we saw that wind play a role. I mean, it seems like every single ball has been a knuckleball off any kick or punt. And we've seen both teams struggle fielding the ball because of this wind. And it's something to keep an eye on, obviously, in the second half, with turnovers playing such a big part in the first half. In fact, both the coaches were the coaching staff was talking about that really no team seems to have set the tone for this game yet. So maybe we'll look out for some big plays coming early in the second half as Union tries to maybe put away those mistakes that they put in the first half and kind of impose their will on this game.
I'm impressed, though, with the crowd here tonight on a cold, blustery night. And, of course, we only have the stands on the east side of Bill. Seats about 5,500 normally, and obviously with all the social distancing. But Renegade Regiment is making some pretty good music down there. Cheerleaders, pom-pom girls, all having a big night on senior night here.
Yeah, it's been a really fun atmosphere down on the sideline here tonight on senior night. As you said, it's only the second home game of the season. It's the last home game, just one of those weird things that's happened with 2020. And you know that this game really means a lot, not just to the football players, but as you mentioned, cheerleaders, high steppers, palm squad, and the band. As you mentioned earlier to me, more than 50 seniors in the band this year. And I know that they were planning on going to the Macy's Day Parade this year and weren't able to because of 2020 coming up. So it is nice that they still get to perform, though, in front of their family and friends, students here at the games, as you mentioned, last home game of the season on senior night.
All right, thank you, Zach. Trying to get warm up a little bit here. We've got the second half underway here. By the way, we'll be coming here next Friday night, October 30th, from Southmore, where the Union Redskins travel and then finish out the regular season on November 6th, playing at Edmond North. We're with you for those two games. Rick Corey has some more TU assignments. Happy to report TU is into the second half now, leading at South Florida 21-6. So good job, Rick Corey, and the Golden Hurricane down there. Redskins back on the field. Teams continue their warm-ups. Let's take a break before the second half kickoff. You're listening to Redskins football. They lead Norman North 21-17 on KRMG 102.3. Coach Doctor, before we get the second half underway, some of your thoughts of how we can wrap this thing up here.
Well, as I've said three or four times, we've got to quit shooting ourselves in the foot, okay? Because turnovers have led to every bit of their points. So I've got to believe if we just don't turn the ball over and hand them something, we'll be okay this second half. And I'm sure Coach Frederick got their attention at halftime and talking to him. And this is a long way from being over. And like you say, there's a lot on the line for this game. You don't want to have that third seed if you could have the second seed.
Coach, what are your thoughts on the OSSAA saying, hey, you want to go in the playoffs? Anybody can play in postseason now.
Well, I kind of understand it in a way, you know, because some of them with the COVID, you don't know how many of them have been affected, you know, like, some of these, like Jinx missing a game or so and this type of thing. So, and you have seniors on your team, and, you know, one of the things that's really been tough about this is some of them haven't got to compete their senior year in some of the college sports or this or that. Well, they can go and at least play one playoff game. So, I don't know, it's 16. That's what it used to be, is 16 teams in the playoffs. So, I think it'll be all right.
Well, Cooper Hutchin has it teed up for Union. They'll be kicking off to Norman North to start the second half. 12 minutes on the clock. On the scoreboard, Union 21, Norman North 17. As the
switching sides.
Yeah. They had it set up on the other side of the field here. Now Union goes over to the north side. They had it the wrong side there. So Union goes to the north side. We'll have Norman North coming to the south side here. A little strange